Welcome back inside our locker room chats here on FM 103.9 KNZA. Johnny came back with you. It's now time to talk Jacksonite's boys basketball with head coach Brett Plattner. And, well, Jacksonite's off to a 1-1 start this year. A tough matchup to begin the season on Friday against Royal Valley, a 49-30 loss for the Cobras. But a good bounce back win Tuesday night, a 44-42 win over Oskaloosa. So, coach, head up and down here in these first couple of games. A really good win, though, on Tuesday for your guys. Just how would you assess how the first two games have gone?
Yeah, it was, definitely each game presented its challenges for our guys. Royal Valley, as we know, they're one of the better teams in this area, one of the better teams in the Big 7 League. They return a lot of experience, have a lot of length, and it was definitely a challenge for our guys. They stuck in a 1-3-1 matchup zone, kind of presented some problems with our guys as far as, like I said, their length and athleticism. But overall, I was pleased with the game. Never had a situation or a time where they went on a big 10-0 or 15-0 run or anything. They just kind of methodically built their lead on us, but we didn't turn away from the competition. We hung in there and did some good things defensively for sure. And then relating to this game last night, definitely faced some adversity with missing some key guys, and we're pretty shorthanded in some cases and had to give some minutes to some guys who probably didn't expect to see the varsity floor much this year. But I got to give it to our guys. They played with tremendous energy and effort, and when you have five guys on the floor one time that are just 100% committed to what needs to be done, usually good things will happen. And luckily, we ended up on the good side of things last night.
Yeah, and talking about, you know, in that win over Oskaloosa, having some guys out there that you probably didn't expect, that's also a good thing, though, right? The just fact of, you know, not only did they get out there and get their feet wet, but also pick up a win, that's got to be a big confidence booster.
Absolutely, and you could see on the guys' face after the win last night that they were really proud of each other. I was proud of them, and the collective buy-in we had as a team was second to none. And, yeah, those guys getting experience now, I mean, who knows? They may find themselves in a situation later in the year when we get some guys back where we get in some foul trouble, we need some minutes, and now I know I can turn to those guys and I can count on them to give me good minutes on the varsity floor.
Now you look at it here to Friday, a tough matchup with Pleasant Ridge coming to town. You obviously, Pleasant Ridge brings back a decent core and a team that really likes to fire it up from the outside. So what do you look at here with this matchup?
Yeah, you said it. They really really push the tempo, really play a high-paced game, and they're definitely not gun-shy from the perimeter. We're going to have to do a good job of defending the perimeter at all times and make sure we're staying good to our matchups on the perimeter, make sure our rotations are strong, and then if we can improve on anything from Tuesday, it's our box outs when the shot goes up and clearing those boards. Can't give the guys second shot opportunities, especially not on kickouts off offensive rebounds, because most coaches will tell you the kick out off an offensive rebound is the best time to shoot three-pointers. So we got to stay engaged on the perimeter. We have to be patient and under control on offense, and we really have to execute our set plays against them.
Tough three-game stretch coming up. You got Pleasant Ridge on Friday, then Valley Falls and Jeff County North next week. So three teams predicted to finish the top of the league. So, Coach, wish you the best of luck in this three-game stretch here coming up. Thank you so much for taking the time. We certainly appreciate it.
Yep, thank you again, Johnny.
All right, Coach, thank you. Brett Plattner, head coach of the Jacksonites boys, joining us on our locker room chats here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.